Test, test, test. We're good.
Test, test.
Check one, check one. Deeper.
Right about here. Go ahead and do it again.
Check one, check one.
Yeah, you're good. A little bit, like tiniest bit less not to get in the red right here, and you'd be fine.
Yeah, just normal voice.
Just say a normal voice.
If you see me check, do this check, or this, check. That means.
Yeah.
It means I'm not adjusting. I'm asking you to adjust.
She yeah, I mean,
like,
you're the
she
pro.
Was a little close, and so I kept doing this to bring her down a little bit.
She was like, hi, how you doing?
It's just a normal voice. People want to speak louder because the background noise.
Yeah.
We'll hear it, but it's not going to interfere with your voice. Be nice
okay.
and clear.
So this is the right sound here?
Yeah, that's perfect. It's a good group, right?
Yeah.
It looks good, all right. So we're rolling. I got cameras rolling. What? This is rolling.
Yeah, you're rolling.
Oh, we're rolling. All right.
Yeah, I think we got good spacing here.
All right. I almost said, well, just going to get ready to TerraCon. That's what I was thinking of saying right now.
Well, you had it. I mean, you had it right there.
All right.
Here we go.
All right. Welcome to Security Guy Radio, Black Hat 2016. What's your name, sir?
Hi, Dom Galevich with Concurrent Technologies Corporation, a government contractor out of Johnstown, Pennsylvania, suburb of Pittsburgh, PA.
And what do you guys do?
A lot of government contracting in the information security arena for various intelligence community, a lot of cloud, FedRAMP, a lot of CNA accreditation certification, and a lot in the attack sensing and warning arena.
So even the janitor needs to know how to hook up a VPN connection. This is a high-tech group.
Absolutely,
right.
Absolutely.
And what's your big challenge over there?
The big challenge we have, the speed of everything, first of all, the speed of attacks, the speed of remediation, the speed of people, and in really the spirit, everything we've seen at Black Hat, there's a great deal of focus on vendors, a great deal of focus on speed of everything, speed mm-hmm. of getting information to the right people, getting profit to the business, understanding how attacks occur, when they occur. But the thing that is still missed, we still have a real shortage of quality workforce. People that I say have craft. We all have craft.
Right, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I don't think the problem is finding them. I really believe the problem is keeping them.
Okay, I would have thought it was finding them.
It is. But once you find them, you need to keep them. And there's a lot of focus. There's a little bit of maybe an over-focus on shortage. And not enough focus on
retention.
The ones that you have, the
yeah.
retention.
Well, that's always the case. You're right. I mean, culture.
Well, so you're dealing with a really motivated group of people. You're
Absolutely.
Dealing with very smart people. And what is it? Are they moving on to better opportunities? Or is it? Do they get restless?
See, I do think the challenge is restless. Every day, even if you're a defender or an attacker, defenders suffer loss all the time. And that's a challenging culture to be part of.
Mm-hmm.
And as you said, they're very intelligent people. And if you're not challenging them every day,
yes.
every week, every
right.
month, they get restless.
Yeah, but now you have to balance that out with work-life balance and not being too tough on everybody and having a great culture.
Well,
it's a tough balance.
I agree with you. How do you describe it? It's a management style that's not easy to obtain by everybody, right? So when I was at the studios, I managed, you know, guards, but I also had an IT department under me. And I couldn't do what they did, but I knew how to manage them, right? And if some smart guy comes to you and tells you something smart and you treat it like it's dumb, you got a problem. They don't get that.
You have a retention problem.
Yeah. You have to change your way you deal with people.
I think you have to deal with different people.
Based on what their skill set is.
Based on what their skill set and based on what motivates them. Some people need a kick in the pants and some people need a pat on the back, and some people just need to be left alone so that they can do
That's
their work
too.
The right way.
Sometimes
and I think
highly intellectual people aren't team players.
There's not a lot of managers that can understand that.
And that may be part of the problem. Guys like me that grew up as an attacker, that matured in my career,
mm-hmm.
now I manage people. I went to SANS early days and learned how to exploit, how to reverse.
Yeah.
No one said, talk to your people, make
this
sure
is
they're
how you
feeling
manage
good.
Them, right,
right.
right.
I know how to make people work to a common goal. I know mm-hmm. how to make people innovate. I know how to help them find a buffer that is exploitable. But I sometimes struggle to say, how's your day going?
Well, I think there's a big difference. What you're touching on is not only for this industry. I think there's a big difference between leadership, which I think is what you're describing.
Yeah, I think so.
Getting people to do something intrinsically, and then management. Because management and leadership, I think, are two different things.
That's
what
true.
What do you think?
Oh, no, I agree with you. The manager sets the tone.
Right.
And I'm sorry, the
The leadership sets the tone.
And the manager executes.
Right.
And should carry that message down. And the message gets lost sometimes.
And sometimes, and I'll tell you what, I was in the Army for a long time. Leadership is what everybody focuses on, but really the Army is a great managing tool. You know, they learn, they teach you tools how to manage, but what really is a challenge is managing really smart people, because they don't need as much management as everybody else.
That's right.
And that's where a lot of people say, I'm a great manager, we're going to do this today, here's our task that we're going to accomplish. And smart people are like,
that's a dumb way to do it.
Yeah, that's a dumb way to, it's exactly right. That's exactly what they say.
So the other piece to that is we're dealing with people that have a tendency to break the rules, a tendency to have
That's a great point.
I struggled early in my career hitting deadlines, not because I couldn't achieve them, it's because someone told me to. Wow.
So what's the cybersecurity world going to do if it is developing its skill set from a capabilities perspective, but not in the management scope?
It's going to implode.
I mean, like, are we going to just like have a bunch of people just running off and going from job to job to job to job? No continuity. What's happening?
I really think that's what's going on today. The guys that I've mentored that became ninjas didn't leave for a different opportunity. They basically changed managers. They changed who was leading. They're still doing incident response.
Fundamentally the same thing.
They're just doing it for someone else. Maybe because they outgrew us as a company, and not just the concurrent technologies. I'm talking peers that are in the industry. Yeah. I see a lot of people that just change managers and just change essentially the uniform.
Right.
Yeah. Still doing the same job, still working at the same pace. Maybe a different challenge. Maybe a different color. I don't think it's compensation. I don't think it's days vacation because we don't use them. I think it is leadership in challenging them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was in the guard business a long time. Corporate first, which is a whole different ballgame, and it went to contract. And the way that business is run is so insane, I just couldn't take it anymore. Mm-hmm. And I left the business. Mm-hmm. Now I have a radio show, so nobody tells me what to do, and I'm very happy, right? But I get it. So I think people in that area, since they're super highly intelligent, they can see how things don't work better than the average guy, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Or girl. And they say, you know what? I can do it better. I'm going to go over here and do it better.
And they don't have a lot of patience usually.
No, there's not a lot of patience.
They don't.
So the problem to the anarchy thing, the anarchy issue that I brought up is I involve them in the deadline now. Are you sure? Is that accomplishable? Is that the way you want to do it? And I really make it their decision.
Sure.
And then I'll use the word pin them to it. But we try to hold them.
Right.
And as much as I dislike being held to something early in my career, today I see the value of it, and hopefully, I mean, as we get older and, sleep more and play less, you start to realize that wisdom that someone gave you was valuable, and I'm hoping that works. So if it doesn't occur, I think there will be a bit of continuous people just leaving one job, going to the next, and really not solving the problem.
Now, you're talking to Deidre Diamond from CyberSN. She's a big recruiter in that space. And does she work with you?
We know each other professionally. Right. We've shared some candidates and some stories.
Yeah, now, she told me, it's her opinion, that there are some people that are just saying, you know what, I'm out of the whole business. I'm going to go sell flowers on the corner instead because it's less stress, it's less of a problem. So there's a separate leakage.
Just the people actually exiting.
Forget trying to find them. Now we can't even keep the ones we have, not only in the job, but maybe
based on what? What are the biggest reasons that people are leaving?
Same kind of stuff.
Burned.
It's just they're burned.
Burned out.
And I think that comes from being managed improperly. That's my take on it. Because they do what they do because they like it.
Right. There's so much passion.
There's
so much passion.
So how could you drain that out of somebody and ruin it? See what I mean? That's what's sad about that.
Bad management.
Bad management, not inspiring them to do something different. I mean, everyone stays in their comfort zone for a reason. But when you begin to challenge people and let them grow, they don't get restless.
They may get a little frustrated along the way, but that's good.
You can overcome that in military terms.
Sure.
The people that I know that have burnt out and left the industry were literally burnt out because the people they were working for just kept using them.
As a workhorse.
Because they could run. They are a stallion, and good racehorses want to run, but they do need rest, and they'll eventually tire and need to go to pasture. But these guys aren't in their 60s or 50s that went to pasture. They're out of the game because I just can't look at a keyboard anymore. I can't lose anymore.
Interesting.
I felt good all day.
Until
and now I'm depressed again.
Well,
hills and valleys,
look
okay?
At all these great things being done, but guess what? We're going to run out of people to do
it. No, there's a lot of people that are passionate, and all the interviews that we've done, everybody's really passionate, but we're not talking to the people that are burnt out, because they're not here.
And we so, might lose them, and we're going to lose the next big thing.
Oh, it's a major thing, and that's a it's interesting talk.
Yeah, thank you.
Give us the name of your website again.
It's www.ctc.com.
Excellent. Very and cool. Your name?
Dom Galavich, our CISO.
Nice to meet you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen.
It's a pleasure. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.